Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
3 more 4 hours of the Men's Room radio program live when you download the radio.com app. All right, our question, how much did the mistake cost? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Corey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, gotcha.
Back in 2013, when I was deployed in Afghanistan, about 10 people and myself, we were working on an unmanned aircraft, and it launched about 5 hours into the mission. We got a reading on one of the digital readouts saying that there was a failure on the bird. Well, about 2 minutes later, that whole UAV crashed, and we ended up as a pretty big loss there. It was about $1.5 million worth of equipment just gone.
Who is held responsible for this?
Well, everybody at that time until the investigation was done, mm-hmm. and then the one little box that failed ended up was found, and FAA ended up looking into it, and that one box was faulty, so it didn't end up being anybody's fault. It ended up being the manufacturer's fault.
Did you guys like break into cheer? Did you go out for drinks after that?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
We went out and got wasted.
I got to ask you, man, because I think I saw this a while ago, but it was, is this kind of like an unmanned drone?
Yeah. It's about 9-10 feet long by about 7-8 feet wide.
Now, I don't know if this is the same group or the same pilots that do this, but I saw this special, and it's these guys in Las Vegas, I believe, or somewhere outside of Las Vegas. They dress up in pilot outfits.
Yeah.
Like they are flying a plane.
All right.
They step into a capsule.
All right.
And they fly that plane. So even though they're sitting at home, when they go to work in Las Vegas, they might have a mission over top of Afghanistan.
Sure.
They're seeing in front of them what the plane is seeing. I don't know how much they...
You know, like the drones?
Yeah. I don't know how much they have to do with the flying of that stuff.
Yeah, it's in like Colorado, New Mexico.
They're somewhere, but they basically...
But you're still wearing your flight suit.
Exactly.
I mean, like, when I watch the football... Listen, I love the Ravens, and I will wear my Lamar Jackson jersey... And it stops there. I do not have the shoulder pads on, the helmet.
But it's a simulator, but it's not a simulator. I mean, you're actually flying this plane.
And I know you're at work, but still, to me, it's kind of like working from home.
That stuff's really sad.
It is, because obviously mistakes sometimes are made.
And it's not even that, but I mean, you're flying a thing that's going to go kill people, and then...
And you're watching.
As if it's not bad enough to be on a battlefield, but then you got to go home at the end of that day and just play nice with your wife and kids.
Go out to Outback Steakhouse, get a Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, I mean, it's very harsh on those people.
To pull in and out of those two separate environments.
Can they not talk about their gig? Is it like that classified?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just most people, when they're in combat, they're in a combat zone and stuff.
With people that are going through the same thing. Right,
whereas these people are like living like a 9-to-5 job, but they're still in combat. It's not, I mean, combat's not normal, period, but that's specifically weird.
Right, you're not with a group of people that can relate to what you're talking about. Here they are throwing you a surprise birthday party.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, no offense, but I think it'd be very hard to do that job and then go home and be like, let's watch Peppa Pig.
Not only that, but it's not always the same plane in the same location.
Sure. Yeah.
So you might fly one plane one day in one area, then the next day you're on a completely different mission halfway around the world.
But
why
do you have to wear the whole suit? I think it's because sometimes you just need to relax.
Because they still wear a helmet during practice. Well, unless it's like a Thursday. How much did the mistake cost? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola. Doing well, sir.
Hola. So my experience was back in like 2005. I had me and my ex-wife now. We financed their house. And so the whole idea was I could get another muscle car. So I found one through, I don't know, some site. But the problem was it was in Texas. So after talking to him, him sending me many pictures of the email, we decided on 9500 for the car. It was a 71 Nova SS. So anyway, I ordered the cash from the bank. Took 14 days to get. Got sent him a $500 check to hold the car for me. So I had nine grand sitting in my pocket. So me and my son went down there to pick it up. And on the way down, we stopped in Lost Hills, California. It's like Southern California area. It said like last chance for gas for like 40 some miles. So my son had to use the restroom. So I was like, okay, and grabbed the cash in the envelope, put it in the inside pocket of my cargo coat, stepped out of the truck, and I was like, whoa, it's warm. So I took the coat off, thought I folded it up nicely, put it in the extended cab of the truck, and went into the bathroom. He did his business, came back out, went to get back in the truck and put my coat back on me, and didn't notice anything wrong. Got about 10 miles down the freeway, and then I reached into the pocket, couldn't find the envelope, panicked, pulled over to the side of the road, got out of the truck, opened the extended compartment, couldn't find it underneath a seat or anywhere, and so it was like another 30 miles or 40 miles to a next exit to turn around and go back. So we got to the next exit, turned around, got back there. No cash to find at all. So,
damn.
You just had $9,000 blow out of the back of your truck.
Well, drop out of my coat somewhere. Have no idea where it went. My stomach just dropped. I didn't even call my wife to tell her, hey, look, this is what happened. I'm coming home with no car.
Yeah, just wait till you get home.
We were robbed. I was beaten up.
Because you know she's not going to believe it. Exactly. It's just, it doesn't.
You went to Vegas. So I guess you
my
didn't.
My little 12-year-old, beat the hell out of me, please, because my mom's going to beat me up when I get home.
So I guess you didn't get the Nova?
No, we didn't. We didn't. It completely sucked. It took like four more years for me to end up saving up just to be able to get cash to get into a car.
Damn, man.
Man, that does suck.
That's...
And how long did you look? Did you wait? Did you go back the next day to look, or did you just give up?
Oh, no, we went back, you know, within like an hour and a half because, you know, I mean, it's 30 miles to the next exit. You get off there, then 40 miles back. So it was like an hour and a half. Got to the gas station, man. I looked everywhere, went into the bathroom, went to the gas station concierge people and said, hey, you know, did anybody turn in an envelope? I mean, the envelope was sealed, too. So,
but a sealed envelope, to me, just begs you to open it. I feel like it's drugs or cash.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have a name on it. I want to find out what's in there.
Oh, yeah, a nameless sealed envelope. Like, dude, open it up. We're gonna like whatever's in there.
It's Manila.
Okay, it doesn't matter. By the way, a couple comments coming in. This is from an astute listener we have. It says, I have a 2-year-old son. My wife's pregnant with our second son. After listening to these stories, I'm just going to turn their college fund into their you effed up and your parents aren't paying for it fund. Cheers, bitches. That from Trucker Tyler.
Don't put it in a 529. You can't get it out.
Let's see. As far as you were talking about the guys, Miles, they fly the drones into combat, but they're doing it outside of Las Vegas.
Yeah, and they wear their flight suits and all that, or somewhere in there.
So someone's saying, I think it's called Nellis Air Force Base, and my sister worked at that drone Air Force Base, and it's completely true that it's right outside of Las Vegas. Those things are effing cool. And they say, look, hey, man, as far as wearing the uniform, because I'm like, I just feel like you're working from home. You can show up in your robe, you know what I mean? But do what you got to do. Says it's a duty uniform. I wore my flight suit every day when I was working in the office, not flying. All right.
Okay. I mean, that's the truth, right? It's like Army guys still wear the Army gear, even though they're not, may just have like an office
job.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, if you're in the Air Force, like, not everything's a flight suit, right? Like, that's the coolest.
You can wear your blues.
You're going to look. Like, if I see a guy at the airport and he's in the Army, right?
Yeah.
he's wearing some stuff, but he's not geared. Like, he doesn't look like Call of Duty cool.
He's got a camo bag.
He's just wearing something that says, like, but when you wear the flight suit, but you're going Top Gun when you wear the, like, you know what I mean? I feel like you're just showing off.
I am wearing the flight suit.
I wear the flight suit every day.
I would too. That's why I assume that they're being like me.
Look, man, if you can and you're in the military and you have a really nice military uniform, you wear that thing every time you fly, because there might be someone dumb enough to give up their first class seat.
But you know it's not going to be me.
I know it's not going to be
me. Okay, let me ask you your 10. What would your conditions be for that?
As long as I get the drinks and the meal, I'm fine with him sitting there.
But don't you think part of the reason he'd want...
Whatever.
All right, but they're in the military, somewhat in shape. They don't need the big seat because they're fat like half of America. Like, this would just... So don't you think they would also want the food and the drink with the... They want the first class experience.
They're going to take care of them. They're still going to take care of them.
You don't know that.
Well, I'll buy you a drink in the terminal.
Okay, so you're still not giving up your seat.
Those things are expensive.
I'm not giving it up. You don't have to justify it to me.
And I've done that.
I don't care, man.
You've given up your first class seat?
No. I've bought people a beer in the terminal.
Oh, sure.
They're in the military. Of course.
I got you at the bar, bro.
If I sprung the first class, like, I'm sitting in that seat.
How much did the mistake cost? 844-999 Hola.
Hello, Hop Sing. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, puta.
Hola.
Good show today.
Thank you.
Your time pressed.
Okay.
So I lost a layer of skin.
How did you lose a layer of skin?
So I was in my, probably early 20s. Felt the need to, my girlfriend was on vacation. Felt the need to pleasure myself. Mm. So I probably had a magazine or something. And I was at my folks' house, and they weren't home, so I was all private. Everything's good. So I felt the need for some lubrication. So I went to my mom's bathroom and looking for the Lubriderm, and it wasn't there. So I just splurged out whatever lotion was there. So to get past all the dirty business, I went and pleasured myself, and I felt a burning on my skin, and I just couldn't figure out what's going on. So I figured out, I go back to the lubrication, and it was a product called, quote, 30 feet in hand. So that's an exfoliant. So it takes
Yeah.
You see where I'm going.
Yeah, basically you whittled yourself.
So now I'm burning hot. So I'm trying to rinse off, but... I'm just so sensitive, and oh my God.
Well, first of all, listen, you're not sensitive. Everyone is sensitive there. That's one.
I didn't get to answer my question. How much does a second penis skin cost?
I can't. Why? If I'm going to do that, the last place I go is anything to do with my mother. That's the part that blew my mind. Like, I'm about to handle my business.
And you can do it without lotion.
Yes, you can. I'm a master at it. I'll teach a class.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, how much did the mistake cost? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
on the subject of finding $22,000 on the side of the road, guys, if I find 22 grand and then hear on the radio about an old man who is going to buy a car, I'm going to buy a new car and then generously donate my old car to him.
All right, I like what you did there.
That's pretty smart.
See, also, no one's giving this old man his $22,000 back.
But then we had listeners call in today and sounded really sad about losing their money.
Well, yeah, because they lost the money. But if you found the money, would you have fessed up and been like, hey, man, I was in Southern California. I found $9,000 in an envelope in your coat that you left in your
extended
trunk.
That one's different.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the German one, I know the story. So I feel much worse. That $9,000, I'd still be talking about. Sorry, caller.
Only all my mistakes. 3 DUIs within 5 years, costing me a grand total of around $25,000. 5 years of the blow and go. That is $200 a month for 5 years, 12 grand. Loss of jobs, court fees, attorney fees, all the classes and rehab counseling fees and other fees for whatever the court wants. So trust me. $25, $50 cab or Uber is a lot cheaper than a mistake for a DUI. That from the Bonnie Lake Cowboy. Guys, here's the short version. I was responsible for the upkeep, testing, and operation of some security equipment for the Department of Defense. My boss, who was based about 5 miles away, was responsible for making the decisions regarding the handling and operation of said equipment. Well, he was given a 90-minute warning of very high winds incoming. He failed to notify his team. I noticed the winds and ran outside to check on the radar. I was shocked to find it bashed and broken, dangling from the side of a redacted Afghanistan. It was totally destroyed, a $5 million radar, mangled and useless. My boss at the time was a joke, didn't do much, and tried to throw me under the bus a few times. Luckily, I documented everything and kept great records. Guys, thanks for keeping me awake and entertained on my drives home in the second worst traffic in all of the USA. That from Kenny B. As we move on to some of these birthday requests, let's see here, guys. Ola, can you wish a very happy 15th birthday to the amazing, beautiful, talented Madison? She has been listening to your show since she was born. She would love to hear a Ray Lewis snap a picture of yourself and a Barbershop Quartet fish sandwich. Thank you, guys, and go Ravens! That from Brock.
Yeah!
Snap a picture yourself!
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. Yeah. Smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Hold on, Cholas. It's my buddy Cameron's birthday. He can finally buy his own alcohol. So can we give him your penis is too small? That from his buddy Emmett. Yo, what up, kinfolk? Shout out to Justice. His birthday is today. If Blink-182 has taught me anything, no one likes you when you're 23. So happy 23rd, bitch. Let's give him a Here Comes the Dope Pusher and a big old Leroy Jenkins. That from Scoobs.
Here comes the Dope Pusher.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Guys, today's my husband Ben's birthday. He's 29 years old. Can you give him some dirty Germans talking about getting closer to my dirty 30? Give him some luck because I'm throwing an actual taco party for him. So thanks, guys. We love the show.
Yeah, getting closer to her dirty 30 and this taco party. I think I know what 30 is code for.
Yeah, this taco party. Make sure you just eat a few of them. Since I'm sure Robert said you have to eat all dozen of them.
No, tonight he will only eat one.
You know, tacos are one of those things. Depending on where you go, depends on the amount of tacos you eat.
Mm-hmm. It depends on what they stuff them, man.
Yeah. Guys, it is Andre, the delivery man. Ola, guys, and Robin requesting myself a birthday shout-out because my wife is very busy with our crazy one-year-old to be able to ride in. Today, I am 30 years old, so if I could get an original fish sandwich and some dirty Germans talking about how being 30 is so special, I greatly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, the best thing about being over 30 is that when you go to the different thumbnails on your porn, mature is not so bad.
Yeah, these are just women seeming your age bracket now.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I don't know, maybe I'm into grandmas. That's just a woman you're looking at now.
Yeah, just remember, when you look, you can now say, this is what I look like to other people.
Yeah, 30 was a ball of fun for me, but of course I didn't have that one-year-old.
Patolos, today marks my 33rd year on the space rock, and I get a now hitting the window. The dirty Germans talking about the importance of deep cleaning between the cracks. Rock on, that from Chris.
Yeah, I like to deep clean between cracks. I bring my own personal steam cleaner. It's made of skin.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, a lot of dirty stuff ends up in the cracks, so you have to clean them out.
Yeah, you call it dirt, I call it sexy time.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes you just want to put something in the crack.
Hello, guys, and Wobbin, today is my best friend Cowboy Brett's 34th birthday. Can you give me your penis is too small? And a little pep talk there from Coach Ted about turning 34. Thanks, guys. That from Andy Mack.
Tell you what,
34 is a great age. You still say you're in your early 30s. We know you're lying. You're mid-30s. But hey, you're not 35 like that other jackass buddy of yours. So get out there and live it up. Because soon you'll be 40. You have to be responsible, I've heard.
Guys, my brother Jeff is 36. He's a contractor and builds teeny tiny homes. So if you give him some dirty Germans related to that, that would help. Thanks, guys. From Rebecca.
Yeah, I have bad news for you if you like things that are teeny tiny. But if you do have a teeny tiny mouth, I think we can make something work out.
That's my favorite part about these teeny tiny homes. For once, I'm the big one in there.
Yeah, teeny tiny homes. I thought he was talking about a Mexican dwarf.
I want to wish my husband Travis a happy 37th birthday. Thank him for the wonderful 22 years we've been together. How about a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about big booties? Thanks, guys. That from Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the big booties. I like the big booties a lot. It is like two Christmas hams side by side with fun in the middle.
Yeah, except you have enough money to actually put your face in between both hams.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extras. What did my dog do, guys? I had a Carlin pincher named Toby. Do we know what a Carlin pincher is?
Carlin?
Carlin pincher.
Hang on, I gotta Google this. I want to know what this thing looks like.
Is it like the Doverman's cousin?
C or a K?
It is a C, like as in George Carlin pincher, named Toby. Ate a whole box of cocoa powder. I had to lock him in the tub while I sat on the toilet. He was running up the walls and pooping for hours. I was cleaning for a good minute. He also had a heat stroke at one of my softball games. Great companion, though, that from Mo.
It looks like a teeny tiny Rottweiler. So the idea of this thing just spraying cracks me up.
Okay. Guys, my pops and I, as far as what did the dog do, had a pit rescue about 12 years old at the time. I brought him some, I brought some spaghetti home from work, and with a good friend, we loaded it with green butter. Enough that half a bowl of noodles each put down two professional smokers. Well, we left the rest in a common area in the fridge. Next week, my dad calls and says, the dog is sick. For 3 days, dog wouldn't leave the boat, and we all said our goodbyes. While sitting with said friend on day three, my dad calls and asks, did you put mushrooms in that effing spaghetti? We laughed. He fed the leftovers to the dog. And from that day on, all special food is labeled no dog. The dog named Dog lived 4 more years. Best mud I've ever had. Cheers, bitches. That from Cordell.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is, White Castle House.
Did you guys see the clip on Kimmel? It was a few days ago or whatever when Billie Eilish was on and he was asking her about certain things and he brought up the band Van Halen and she had no idea what he was talking about.
I did not see the clip, but I heard about this. I mean, how old is she? Like 17?
17 years old. Yeah. She's a 17-year-old girl. There's no reason why.
Hey, look out. Kip Winger's looking for you.
Right. I mean, what, you would know this. Anyway, Ryan, you honestly would know this. Even in the Van Hagar years, I want to say their last big album was like 94-ish, 93, like somewhere 90, in there.
92 for Unlawful Carnal Knowledge? Was that like 92?
And OU812 was in that era.
That was in the 80s, yeah.
Aren't they
yeah,
close?
But either way, what I'm saying is...
There's no reason she would know.
That's 10 years before she was born.
I think we have all fallen into that hole with someone that's older than us or from a different generation where they go, oh, you know what's great? Fill in the blank. And you have no idea what they're talking
about. Or the
about,
reference.
Right? Yeah. Right. Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
It happened. I'm now more the culprit of that than the recipient as time goes on.
And also on that same tip, people gave her hell about it. And they thought, oh, blah, 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 blah. And actually, Wolfgang Van Halen, who is now the bassist, he's Eddie Van Halen's son in the band. He was the intelligent one out of all this. Probably the smartest guy in that band right now.
But he's definitely done the least
drugs.
Out
and said, yes. Hey, look, man, music is supposed to bring you together.
Right.
And everyone likes their own individual types of music, and that's what makes us unique. And, you know, you shouldn't shame on someone else's music. If you haven't heard it, you don't know it, or whatever.
Then he said, who's Billy Irish?
And 17 is about the time you get turned on to stuff like Van Halen, right? So we all found out about Van Halen at some point. Guess who knows who Van Halen is now? Billie Eilish.
Right. And a whole lot more people than did before.
She also didn't know who Run DMC was or Cabbage Patch Kid.
True.
It was just like everybody jumped on her about Van Halen.
You got to remember how old she is. We're just all getting older.
You're 17 years old. That's She's 17
We're not
girl.
Getting it's, older.
Right, exactly.
We have gotten older.
Every second that goes by, we get older on this.
And everyone our age listening to this right now is going, who's Billie Eilish?
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So she's anyway, amazing, by the way.
A while back, Rolling Stone put together a list of 40 albums that baby boomers love that millennials don't know, and it felt appropriate today for Sit and Spend.
And it starts in chronological order.
Yeah, so we're going in chronological order. So this isn't from best to worst. We're going to start at oldest at number 10 and work our way forward.
And what year is that now?
1975.
So these are 10 bands and albums that millennials do not know. Let's spin.
10, number 10.
I try to play my music.
This is
my music too loud. I try talking about it. I got to be running around. And when I roll with the punches, I got
the Isley Brothers, The Heat Is On from 1975.
The
song is Fight the Power, not to be confused, of course, with Public Enemy's Fight the Power.
A lot of people don't know the Isley Brothers, though. Fight the Power?
Yeah, exactly. Public Enemy.
Sure.
Isley Brothers are great, man.
Yeah. 10 bands and albums that millennials do not know.
Number 9.
Of course, this song got new life on the bit for Saturday Night Live years and years ago. But I think if you're a young person, you're probably not really familiar with the band Blue Oyster Cult or the album Agents of Fortune.
But you're familiar with the song for movie trailers and TV commercials.
And it's not cowbell, it's a woodblock. Get past it.
Did you hear about Christopher Walken's experience on that thing?
No.
So on the Will Ferrell podcast, Will Ferrell is talking about that scene because Will Ferrell is the cowbell woodblock guy. Christopher Walken is the manager, producer. He comes out in the middle of the session and he says,
I got a fever.
I got a fever. The only fix
is for a cowbell.
It's ruined his life. So basically, when...
it's ruined Christopher Walken's
life. Yes, because when Will Ferrell ran into him...
He had it rough before that,
too.
He
said, look, man, he said, you know, everywhere he goes now, the only thing that he hears from anybody is more cowbell. So, like, he can't go anywhere. That's the only thing that people say to him. And he said it sucks.
There's worse problems than that.
I realize that.
I mean, they could bring up the watch all the time.
Well, yeah.
Number 8.
He was high.
From 1976, Steve Miller Band's Fly Like an Eagle.
Probably the biggest album of the year. One of those. One of the biggest ones of the year.
Yeah.
The
song was originally called Thigh of the Beagle. True thing.
Yeah.
Or Thigh. Some of these things, too, like you know the songs, but like you don't know the artist right away.
Sure.
And that's an age thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Steve Miller.
10 bands and albums.
You know he's listening.
I know. I like that song. I just didn't know it was you, dog.
He used to own all of Bellevue, to be honest with you. 10 bands and albums millennials do not know.
Number 7.
Working on a night move.
And this one's unfortunate. Because what a great album.
Bob Seger's awesome.
Yeah. So this is Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
They don't get enough credit.
To be sold short. Absolutely.
Never attacked by werewolves.
Can you name anyone else in Bob Seger's band? Like, even there's Clarence Clemens when he was alive. For the band. Like,
there's,
you have no idea who
Mr.
that
Mr. and Mrs. Silver's kids.
Goodness.
The Silver Bullet Band.
What year are we at now? 1977?
That is 1976.
1976. 10 bands and albums that millennials do not know.
Number 6.
I know what you're thinking.
Guaranteed.
Cocaine? Shouldn't he sound more excitable than this? But God bless him. He found a way to stay this calm and sing about coke.
I love his songs. It's just like, oh, these darn kids and their lyrics these days.
I know.
If you're a millennial, you might not know Eric Clapton's Slow Hand, but you certainly know Cocaine.
Would you play a song called Cocaine now if a new band came out? Five Finger Death Punch. Their new single's called Cocaine. It says cocaine, cocaine, cocaine the whole way through.
Depends on if they were glorifying cocaine.
Well, he is.
And if they were using cocaine as promo items for set out.
Oh, and then 32 spins a week.
Number 5.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah.
And they know Supertramp.
Yes,
Supertramp has a lot of great songs that maybe you only hear on like a block party weekend or something.
Supertramp like a super group?
No, they were an English band. Right?
All right.
But they had a couple of massive hits back in the day, and now you know them from any movie that takes place in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
One of their songs will pop up on the soundtrack.
I thought for a minute it was Elton John.
Supertramp
is
a failed hero from the Marvel comic universe.
I thought it was an English prostitute.
A really, really good one.
These are 10 bands and albums that millenniums do not know on Sit and Spin.
Four, number four.
What's love got to do with it?
Everybody knows who Tina Turner is, right?
No, apparently not.
You should.
I know her legs.
She's got legs. She was also, what was her name in Mad Max 3 Beyond Thunderdome?
Thunder legs.
Sure, there it is. Thunder legs.
Hasn't she lived in France the last 30 years? So most Americans don't even know who she is.
Switzerland? I think she's in Switzerland.
She's a big-time skier, of course.
Of course.
Well, I thought it was for the chocolate.
You got to keep those legs up, bro.
10 now bands and albums and millennials do not know on Sit and Spin.
Number three.
You know him as a man with this incredibly large forehead, but he's more than that.
Miles and I both have very strong feelings about this album from Phil Collins and actually went back and forth on what song to use.
What did you want to play, Take Me Home?
Take Me Home. I think
would that have been a better
song.
One?
It's a better song, but it's not as upbeat. Yeah.
What was the other one?
I
can't remember. It's popular, though. He had like six hits on that one album.
No, not that album.
What year did this album come out?
This is 1985.
Yeah, this sounds like childhood.
Boy, it sounds like 85, doesn't
yeah,
it?
These are 10 bands and albums that millennials do not know on Sit and Spin.
Number two. Money for nothing.
There's Sting in there.
Brothers in Arms from 1986, Dire Straits.
Yeah.
That was a huge album.
It was massive.
MTV got played all the time.
It was the MTV
When you say, I want my MTV in the song, I think that helps.
Fact. Probably does.
Fact.
Right. Any song
if you
radio.
Name a song called The Men's Room, I'm not saying we'll play it, but there's a better chance.
In hindsight, I feel like you might have been pandering a little bit.
You think?
Yeah. Every song that mentions radio gets played on the radio. Little known fact. Mm. 10 bands and albums that millennials do not know we made it to number one.
Number one.
It's number one because it's the newest on the list.
Who is that?
Bonnie Raitt, the album is Nick of Time.
Oh, yeah, she's an actress.
Yeah.
Also on the list.
No.
I mean, I know you say it for the last, like, 25 years? Isn't that how Bonnie Raitt's kind of known?
You think about Reba McEntire?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it.
The other redheaded musician female.
There you go. On Sit and Spin, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, then, now 5 minutes. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
We're full of useless information, and you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the men's room shares what you don't need to know.
Well, as you know, the holidays are a fun time to eat and pack on the pounds and eat as much as you want. And with that in mind, they did a little poll where they asked over 100,000 people, people who were involved in an online survey and asked, would you eat this for $1 billion?
With a B.
With a B.
That's 1,000 million.
Now, for us, we're going to change the game a little bit. As we are going to do these things for $1 million. Which I think
why do we only get $1 million? Everyone else gets $1 billion for eating the same thing.
Because of the discussion we had in the office earlier.
It doesn't matter.
That we basically said what we would be willing to do for $1 billion, which we cannot repeat on the air.
No, we can't.
So obviously there's no way that we wouldn't do just about anything for $1 billion.
But this is all you need to know. You got $1 billion to give us, whatever the favor, you got it.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, we're talking porn stars, we're talking no hold bar.
It went bad.
Yeah, it really
did.
We're
talking about goods and services.
Exactly.
Yes.
$1 billion.
Living or dead.
So, yeah, we're going to.
Or soon to be.
We're going to tone this down a little bit and just make it $1 million. That way it's a little bit more worth contemplating, okay?
Cheap.
So, yes, there are things that we wouldn't chow down on that for that much dough, but here are the 10 questions and how people answered them. Okay, for $1 million, keep in mind they asked them for $1 billion. Would you eat a whole raw chicken that's rotten?
No.
$1 million.
No.
Can you guarantee I won't die?
No.
No, you can't.
It's rotten. It's chicken.
I'm going to have to say no just because of fear of death.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's a healthy thing to keep.
Okay.
Just in general.
27% people would do it for $1 billion.
For a billion, yes.
I'm just saying what the survey said. We're different.
My life is worth $1 billion, apparently.
Right. Okay. Would you drink a gallon of clean toilet water from the bowl right after something really disgusting got flushed?
For a million?
For a million, sure.
Yeah.
I would do that for a
chugging.
How about this one?
Yeah, you would.
Robin said no.
Would you eat a large bowl of freshly clipped toenails? A fresh bowl of freshly clipped toenails.
I'm going to have to say no on that one.
Seems like it'd take a lot of time.
I mean, if I could just wash it down with water. Like, if I don't have to chew, maybe.
Is this a million or a billion?
This is a million. All these for us are a million.
Yeah, we had to back down to a million.
Is it a clean person?
We don't know.
Or is it like something you found on the bus?
It's a bowl, which means to me it's a lot.
These are not bus toenails.
27% said they'd do it for $1 billion.
$1 billion, I'm in. All right.
Okay, but keep in mind, we're doing $1 million.
I know.
A plate of spaghetti with lots of dandruff sprinkled on top.
In.
For $1 million, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you inhale dander all the time, right? For the most part, it's floating in the air.
You put Parmesan on there, you're not going to know.
I might do that for 500 G's.
A million?
Don't downsell, bro. Take the million.
Would you eat a cupcake made of earwax for $1 million?
No, I can't do it.
Made of earwax.
Just the inside?
Is it a giant one or a mini one?
The cupcake is made of earwax.
It's just your average-sized cupcake. This is your standard cupcake that Meemaw made. I'm out. Earwax, I can't do it.
Screw it, I'm in.
I think I can do that one.
Yeah.
Would you drink a gallon of blood for $1 million?
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, come on.
39% said yes. It didn't specify whose blood, by the way. Would you eat a very large live rat?
No.
Live?
Live.
I mean, no.
It's going to bite.
Well, you're going to kill it eventually if you're eating it.
No, not for $1 million.
No, I don't think I'd do that either.
What percent?
A foot-long sandwich full of live cockroaches.
$1 million?
I do that.
Yeah.
I definitely do that.
Can I put on honey mustard?
Do whatever you want, man.
Well, lettuce, tomato. What percentage of people do it for $1 billion?
20% said yes.
What about the living rat?
Only 7%. Matter of fact, that was the least likely one that people accepted for $1 billion.
I'm not encouraging people to eat live rats. But for $1 billion, man, just swing for the fences.
Okay, would you drink a gallon of year-old expired milk?
No.
You'd have to chew it.
You'd have to slice it off.
18% said they would drink it for $1 billion.
Mm. For a billion?
A billion,
I have to
man.
Stop saying this. Right.
Okay,
yeah,
and let's blow up the ante on this last one.
Okay.
For $1 billion, would you eat your pet?
Tigger, I'm going to miss him. It's been a long time.
Would you eat your dog?
Oh, God.
Come on, Robin. $1 billion.
You mean like I would have to give it to a chef and have them prepare it? Like the dog is fine now, but it won't be because you're going to eat it?
I mean, assuming that it is prepared properly. Listen,
obviously the dog's going to be fine.
I love Molly. My kids love Molly more than anything I know.
$1 billion.
So when I tell the kids.
How many Mollies you could buy with $1 billion?
That's what I'm going to tell the kids. Like, listen, man, I hate to say this. I ate Molly.
Do I got to put it down myself?
13% of the population said yes, they would in fact eat their pets for $1 billion. Robin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Monster Keto!
And the men's room knows just who it is.
Jesus!
Hey! So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Monster Keto!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we chose two brothers. That would be Eric and Keith McCracken of Topeka, Kansas. Yes, their last name is actually McCracken. Now, Eric was arrested early Friday morning after he was pulled over for a minor traffic violation. The problem was that the 2007 Chevy Trailblazer that he was driving was a stolen vehicle. All right, so they take his ass to jail. Well, about 4 hours later, police spotted a stolen Chevy Silverado. When the driver spotted the cops, he tried to evade. He drove through people's yards. This is like 5 o'clock in the morning. He's driving through people's yards. Eventually, he jumped out of the truck and attempted to escape on foot. Now, he was caught, what they're saying, a short time later at a convenience store, and he was arrested for, among other things, auto theft. The perp, Eric's brother Keith. who stole the Silverado to drive to jail to post bond for Eric, who is in jail for stealing the Trailblazer.
So the guy who's in jail, who's his actual brother, is in there for auto theft.
Correct. They pulled him over for a traffic violation, and when they run all the plates and everything, they realize the vehicle's stolen, so now he's in jail.
And the brother who came and got him stole the truck so he could go and pick his brother up.
The brother stole the truck and was on his way to the police station to post bail for his brother that had stolen another truck. I mean, even the cops were like, you have got to be kidding me.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
Yeah, so both
of them. Sounds like they're just down on their luck. Somebody should get him a car.
Yeah, Ted, that's what it is. They're just down. They're good guys normally, just down on their luck.
I know they'd eat that bowl of toenails.
I guarantee you they would for $50.
Or their dog.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yeah.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola.
Let's get a contest online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.